在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on expressing ability in the past.
今天我们要跟大家谈一谈在过去表示能力的一个动词。
There are two ways of expressing ability in English. One, can or could. Two, be able to. In negative sentences, there is no difference in meaning.
在过去表示能力的话，如果它是一个 negative， 也就是否定句的话，那是没有什么差别的。
So, I couldn't lift the piano, and I wasn't able to lift the piano mean the same thing. However, in affirmative sentences about past ability, could usually means used to be able to. The use of could usually indicates that the ability existed in the past, but does not exist now.
Could 这个字是说在过去我有能力去完成一件事情，但是现在我做不到了。
For example, when I was young, I could run fast means that I cannot run fast now. On the other hand, if the speaker is talking about an ability to do something at one particular time in the past, was or were able to, can be used in affirmative sentences, but could cannot.
如果是 be 动词，也就是 was 或 were 后面 able to 去做，表示说有能力做一些什么事情在过去的话，那是表示在一个特定的时间，我有这个能力去做这个事情。
For example, your car broke down. It stopped working, so you took it to get fixed 2 days ago. When I saw you today, you told me that the mechanic fixed your car. If you said, the mechanic could fix my car yesterday, that sentence is not correct. You must say, the mechanic was able to fix my car yesterday, or...The mechanic managed to fix my car yesterday. Let's look at another example. I have been looking for a CD I like for a long time. I could not find it. I was not able to find it for a long time. But yesterday, I was able to find it. Yesterday, I managed to find it. But you cannot say, yesterday, I could find it.Remember, I could not and I was not able to are the same. But I could and I was able to are not the same. I could means I used to be able to, but now I am not able to. I was able to means I had the ability at one particular time in the past. This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.